This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. Vice President Harris is set to visit her home state of California on Wednesday following multiple deadly mass shootings. In a tweet, Harris says she'll be visiting Monterey Park to stand and mourn with the community. That's where 11 people were killed during a Lunar New Year's celebration over the weekend. 2 days later, at least 7 people were fatally shot when a gunman opened fire at 2 different locations in Half Moon Bay, south of San Francisco. One person also died in the shooting late Monday in Harris's hometown of Oakland. Democrats and Republicans were able to unite on concerns and chastisement for Ticketmaster yesterday after the botched Taylor Swift sale last year. Jared Rizzi has more.
Live Nation President Joe Berchtold to the Senate Judiciary Committee said professional scalpers and bots manipulating online systems compromised the Swift tour sale back in November.
We apologize to the fans. We apologize to Ms. Swift.
But for years, the monopolistic arrangement enjoyed by Live Nation and Ticketmaster, where the company is often simultaneously the promoter, venue, and ticketing agent, can lead to a bad experience for artists and fans. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
Classified documents have been found at former Vice President Pence's Indiana home. As a result, the Department of Justice and FBI have launched a probe into how the documents wound up at Pence's home. Discovery comes as separate investigations are happening into classified documents found at the residence of President Biden and former President Trump. On that note, House Oversight Chairman James Comer said that Pence's document probe isn't the same as Biden's. The Kentucky Republican insisted the Biden White House keep withholding information from Congress and the American people. At least 20 states are suing the Biden administration to block an immigration parole program. The lawsuit was filed on Tuesday, and it aims to stop a new parole program that would allow up to 30,000 asylum seekers into the U.S. each month. This is U.S.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Google is being sued by the Justice Department. 8 states are also joining in on the lawsuit that targets Google's stranglehold in the online advertising market. The plaintiffs claim Google conducted a campaign to stifle potential competition. The government also wants the company to be broken up. The lawsuit alleges that Google has used anti-competitive, exclusionary, and unlawful means to eliminate or severely diminish any threat to its dominance over digital advertising technologies. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell argues that his negotiation with then-Vice President Biden in 2011 raised the debt limit alongside spending cuts, but for this year's debt ceiling negotiation, he's on the sideline. Jared Rizzi has more.
McConnell says it's up to Speaker Kevin McCarthy to wrangle the House Republican caucus.
In this current situation, the debt ceiling fix, if there is one, or how it's to be dealt with, we'll have to come out of the House.
Between the lines, McConnell seemed to suggest yesterday that he has the votes to get Democrats to 60 in the Senate if McCarthy can broker a deal, potentially also across the aisle in the next 6 months. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
Paris Hilton is surprising everyone with a new addition to her family. On Tuesday, Hilton and her husband, Carter Room, announced they had a baby. Hilton made the post on social media showing the baby's hand, but has not announced a name or gender yet, although Hilton and Room have been trying to have children using IVF. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.